Margaret Ann, with the launch today of the Windset Center, this must be a dream come true for you.
Yes, it is. It doesn't even seem real yet, because the center just seemed to come together. We realized that this is what was needed, that we needed a place which could really help to move things forward as far as women's status in the workplace is concerned.
What exactly will the Windset Center do?
It is going to begin by having programs for women in leadership in science, engineering, trades, and technology, because the Globe and Mail told us that leaders need to appoint leaders. And although we know it's very important to have more women entering fields like engineering, if we don't have women as leaders in engineering, the culture of engineering is not going to change. So when young women come into the workforce, they're going to not stay. And that's what's happening in engineering right now. Women are leaving after about 10 years. So we need more women leaders in fields like engineering to change things.
Well, what are the statistics right now?
12% of the engineers are women.
And how does that compare to other technology and sciences?
Well, the others are more difficult to identify. Engineers have to register as engineers, so you can always track the numbers. Chemists don't have to do that, so very hard to know. But the kind of percentages of women in construction is dismal. It's 4%. In the sciences, it's probably up about 35%, which is actually over the critical mass. It may be sustainable, but we know that we have to break that figure down. And most of the women in the sciences are in the biological sciences, not in physics or mathematics or computing science. So again, there are fields within science where there are very few women.
Do you have any understanding at this time why that is the situation?
An awful lot of it has to do with having a family and being able to work and trying to balance the two. Because if it's a workplace which is still very male-dominated, it has a male culture. And the male culture is that you shall work 18 hours a day and always be there. And women are saying, I don't want that. I don't want that kind of lifestyle. I want a balance. We're hearing that young men are saying, we want a balance too. So we're hoping that things will change, but that's being very slow.
What support do you have for the Windset Centre?
We've got support from the Alberta government. Employment and Immigration and Youth and Children's Services gave us the original funding from the government. We have a proposal in to Status of Women for the Women in Leadership programme, and we're hoping that that will be funded. We've had support from Suncor and from APEGA, from the University of Alberta, and from in kind from places like Mamuet Crane and Acon Industrial. And a lot of interest from a lot of industries who are looking to make change.
Well, that kind of leads to my next question then, because it is the workplace and the industries that you're trying to reach. Do they have open ears?
Some of them do, and I think it's changing. More and more, it's recognized that diversity is strength within the industry. And so if an industry looks around and sees that it's a very monoculture, then they're beginning to realize we're not being as productive as companies who are having 50-50 women and men in management and board positions. And the more that message comes out, then the easier it's going to be for us to enter companies, because they're going to want that change to happen.
Thank you very much, Margaret Ann.
Thank you.